A reading from Romans. Brothers and sisters, it was not through the law that the promise was made to Abraham and his descendants that he would inherit the world, but through the righteousness that comes from faith. For this reason, it depends on faith, so that it may be a gift, and the promise may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not to those only who adhere to the law, but to those who follow the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all of us, as it is written, I have made you father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into being what does not exist. He believed, hoping against hope, that he would become the father of many nations. According to what was said, thus shall your descendants be. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. You descendants of Abraham, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth, his judgments prevail. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. He remembers forever his covenant, which he made binding for 1,000 generations, which he entered into with Abraham by his oath to Isaac. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. For he remembered his holy word and his servant to his servant Abraham, and he led forth his people with joy, with shouts of joy, his chosen ones. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and all with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will not be denied before the angels of God. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they take you before synagogues and before rulers and authorities, do not worry about how or what your defense will be or about what you are to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you should say. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus talks about explicitly, if we acknowledge him before others, he will acknowledge us. If we deny him before others, he will deny us. So do I acknowledge Jesus Christ in my daily life? It's what's necessary. Sometimes people know that we're Steelers fans or that we're Americans or that I'm an Italian and we're proud of it and everybody knows about it and we talk about it constantly. But do we talk about Jesus? Do we share Jesus? Do we acknowledge Jesus? We're not here to push Jesus down anyone's throat, please. We're here to invite them to know the love of a God of the universe, to give them hope, right? The first reading talks about he hoped against hope. Our religion is not just a religion. It's a relationship with a person who gives hope to us all. Let's share that hope. Let's acknowledge Jesus Christ before others. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.